It's time for Mountain Home Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7. Tonight's game is brought to you by Arkansas State University Mountain Home, Arvest Bank, Dewey & Sons Plumbing, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Integrity First Bank, Knox Orthopedics, North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, Professional Travel Services, and the Salvation Army. Now, live with the State Farm agent James Boyette pregame show, here's the voice of Mountain Home Bomber Football, Brad Haworth.
And a very pleasant good evening. Welcome to Bomber Stadium. It is homecoming night for the Bombers tonight as they get set to take on the Titans of Jacksonville, our first home game of the season where it has not rained. We've got a perfect night for football, actually pretty warm for this time of October. A large crowd turned out tonight for homecoming. They're introducing the homecoming court right now and doing all those festivities before the game gets started. You still got time to get out here, about 21 minutes until we reach kickoff. Bombers come into this matchup 0-5 on the campaign, 0-2 in the 6A East. The Titans are 2-3 on the campaign. They also are 0-2 in conference play. We'll take a break, come back, and talk about this matchup here in just a little bit. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The State Farm agent James Boyette pregame show will continue in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
James Boyette, State Farm agent on Highway 62 East of Mountain Home, is proud to present the Player of the Week during the Mountain Home High School football season this fall. This week's Player of the Game is sophomore Logan Walker. Logan is a defensive back. He had 5 tackles and a pass breakup and 2 big kick returns in last week's game against Pine Bluff. Logan Walker, the Player of the Game against Pine Bluff, brought to you by James Boyette, State Farm agent in Mountain Home.
Hi, this is Tim Griffin, your Lieutenant Governor. You know, there's something really special about football in the South. On Friday nights, I'm a Magnolia Panther. My wife, she's a Camden Cardinal. We have fond memories of our days in school, and now I'm working hard to make Arkansas schools the best they can be and grow good-paying jobs for your kids and mine. I need your support to keep working for Arkansas, and I'm honored to ask for your vote. Paid for by re-elect Tim Griffin for Arkansas.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 3939 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 3939.
McDonald's presents Dylan McWilliams, possibly the unluckiest person in America.
I was attacked by a shark, and that was a few months after I was attacked by a black bear, and that wasn't long after I was bit by a pygmy rattlesnake.
Dylan's about to play the new Trick Treat Win game.
All right, I want a McFlurry.
If he's lucky enough to win, you're lucky enough to win. Hurry in and play Trick Treat Win. With 1 in 4 odds of winning instantly, you won't need luck. No purchase necessary. Ends October 31st. 50 U.S. and D.C., 13 and older. Rules at participating McDonald's. Mostly food prizes.
Now, back to the State Farm agent James Boyette pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back at Bomber Stadium, about 18 minutes away from kickoff, the Bombers and the Titans of Jacksonville this evening. Joining me for the broadcast again, against many of the wishes from the callers we've had this past week, is Bob Bird.
That's second choice, as normal.
And I know Bob's going to give me a hard time tonight because somewhere along this evening, I will call them the Red Devils.
You will, and I've already thought Red Devils 15 times. And, you know, so thank goodness they had block lettering on the back of the jersey says Titans. And, you know, we had talked about this on the way home last week, who they were. And, I, you know, from my high school days until a couple years ago, they were always the Red Devils.
They have been, yeah. Well, forever, I was going to say, but you just exemplified that. Jacksonville ball club is 2-3, Bob, but you look at the two teams they beat with Little Rock Mills and J.A. Fair. Neither one of those teams have won a game, so I don't know how much stock you can put in that 2-3 record.
You can't put a whole lot of stock in it because I know Fair is – they're down, way, way down from what they used to be in the past. Mills, I don't know that much about. But, you know, just by looking, this is going to be a chance for us to be very competitive tonight. And if we can keep them from scoring lots of points, we've got a great chance to win this ball game.
They use a two-quarterback system, which I know you actually see more of that now than we have in the past. A passing quarterback and a running quarterback.
Well, you do. You see a lot of that anymore. And, you know, and you would think it's a telltale sign what's going to happen on the play. But sometimes if you've got good matches out there, or mismatches, you can't prevent it. You know, and we've had a propensity for giving up big pass plays. Wouldn't surprise me to see the passing quarterback play quite a bit tonight.
Right. Beautiful night for football. Light breeze and, boy, good crowd here for Homecoming 2018. We will take a break. We'll check games around the state. Matt has our studio report. We have some great matchups tonight. He'll check those for us coming up. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll have more of the State Farm agent James Boyette pregame show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
James Boyette, State Farm agent on Highway 62 east of Mountain Home, is proud to present the Player of the Week during the Mountain Home High School football season this fall. This week's Player of the Game is sophomore Logan Walker. Logan is a defensive back. He had 5 tackles and a pass breakup and 2 big kick returns in last week's game against Pine Bluff. Logan Walker, the Player of the Game against Pine Bluff, brought to you by James Boyette, State Farm agent in Mountain Home.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers! Since 1983, Knox Orthopedics has offered continuity of care from consultation and testing through surgery, therapy, and follow-up. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in state-of-the-art evaluation and treatment of bone and joint disease, including arthroscopic surgery. The clinic features a complete radiology unit with MRI, an outpatient surgery site, and in-house therapy providing convenience and cost-effectiveness. Physician referral is not required. Call 424-3400 or visit knoxorthopedics.com to start on your road to recovery.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
Dewey & Sons Plumbing is your go-to team whether you need home repairs, new plumbing construction, or have a big emergency. Their team will be there. Dewey & Sons is a family-owned business that's been providing folks in the Twin Lakes great, reliable, affordable plumbing service for over 40 years. And they've been supporting the Bombers for 40 years, too. Call the plumber number, Dewey & Sons Plumbing, 425-4868. That's 425-4868. And go Bombers!
Can you imagine that there are kids who don't have enough food for dinner, who don't have clothes for school, who live in houses without electricity? Hi, I am Micah Spaulding. On behalf of my parents, Captain Jay and Jamie Spaulding, thank you for being so generous to the Salvation Army. Because of you, the Salvation Army can make a difference in the lives of so many in our community, including kids. Thanks for helping us do the most good.
The number one ranked community college in the United States is right here, and you can be one of their many success stories. ASU Mountain Home has classes for everyone, be it business, healthcare, information technology, and you can stay close to our gorgeous rivers and lakes as you get your degree from ASU Mountain Home, the number one community college in the country. Look up your future at asumh.edu.
The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas deliver reliable, affordable power to more than 60% of Arkansas, the field we call home. The 17 dedicated electrical cooperatives around the state manage over 75,000 miles of power lines, delivering power to more than 500,000 homes, farms, businesses, and of course, football fields, improving the lives of communities and their residents all across Arkansas. The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, the power to play, the power to deliver.
The State Farm agent James Boyette pregame show continues with a Classic Hits 101.7 studio report. Let's take you into the studio with Matt Sharp.
And good evening from the studio as the Mountain Home is getting ready to play Jacksonville for its homecoming game. Brad and Bob will talk more about that in a moment. Right now, let's take a look at what else is going on tonight in the 6A East. And every game in the 6A East except for Mountain Home and Jacksonville features at least one team ranked in the Class 6A Top 5 by the Arkansas Sports Media. Searcy will be playing host to 5th-ranked Marion. Jonesboro entertains number 4, Pine Bluff. And Sylvan Hills will be at home against number 3, West Memphis. On the local level, Yelville Summit is playing at Rector this evening. The Panthers originally scheduled to play Rosebud tonight, but the Ramblers have canceled the rest of their season. They're actually one of two teams in the 3A2 that have called their season off. Cedar Ridge is the other team. They were supposed to play Clinton this evening, who is ranked second in Class 3A. Also on the local level, Salem is hosting Midland tonight. Melbourne is at Marshall. Mountain View is at home against Harding Academy. Harrison, who's ranked 4th in Class 5A, is hosting Valonia. West Plains is entertaining Waynesville. Hollister is at Aurora. Forsyth is at home against Stockton. Branson hosts Nixa, and Ava is at Thayer tonight. And the Arkansas Sports Media Top 10, it is number 1, North Little Rock at home against Fort Smith Southside. Second-ranked Bryant entertains Little Rock Central. Number 3, Fayetteville is at home against Van Buren. Fourth-ranked Conway is at Cabot tonight. Number 5, Greenwood, who is also ranked number 1 in Class 6A, is at Salem Springs. Sixth-ranked Fort Smith Northside is hosting Little Rock Catholic. Number 7, Pulaski Academy, who is also ranked number 1 in Class 5A, is at Maumelle tonight. 8th-ranked Bentonville West is playing host to Rogers. It is number 9, Benton, who is also ranked number 2 in Class 6A at Little Rock Hall. And number 10, Warren, who is also ranked number 1 in Class 4A, is at home against Dumas. We've already mentioned all of the games tonight in the Class 6A Top 5, so let's move on to the Class 5A Top 5 games that we haven't yet mentioned. Number 2, Little Rock McClellan is hosting Hope tonight. 3rd-ranked Little Rock Christian is at home against J.A. Fair. And number 5, Texarkana is in Hot Springs to take on Lakeside. In the Class 4A Top 5 games that we haven't yet mentioned, the big one probably on all the state of Arkansas tonight, number 2, Joe T. Robinson is at 3rd-ranked Nashville. It should be a big matchup, a good crowd tonight, I've expected, between the Senators and the Scrappers. Number 4, Rivercrest is at home against Highland this evening, and 5th-ranked Dardanelle is at Ozark. In the Class 3A Top 5, it is number 1, Boonville, at home against Greenland. 2nd-ranked Clinton, again, was supposed to host Cedar Ridge, but that game has been canceled after the Timberwolves canceled the entire season. Number 3, Prescott, is at home against 4th-ranked Smackover, and number 5, Risen, will be hosting Palestine Wheatley tonight. And in the Class 2A Top 5, it is number 1, Mount Ida, at home against Spring Hill. 2nd-ranked Foreman entertains Lafayette County. 3rd-ranked Hazen is hosting Desark tonight. 4th-ranked Junction City is idle this week. And a couple teams tied for 5th right now, as Conway Christian is one of them. They will be hosting England, and the other one is Earl, as they'll be playing at Brinkley tonight. That is a look at what else is going on in the state and the area. We will get you back to Brad and Bob in just a moment to talk more about this game between between Mountain Home and Jacksonville. Again, it is homecoming night. We'll have more on that in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll return with more of the State Farm agent James Boyette pregame show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
If your water heater is on the fritz, consider a Marathon. North Arkansas Electric Cooperative sells and leases Marathon water heaters from 30 to 105 gallons. The durable, non-metallic tanks include foam insulation and have a lifetime limited warranty. Call NAEC at 870-425-2141 or stop by our office to purchase or lease a Marathon water heater today.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank. Member FDIC.
People often say, have a good day, but if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Are you ready to take a trip? With all the amenities and no headache, there's no better time than now. Visit Professional Travel Services' new location, 104 East 7th Street, next to Alley Abstract, downtown on the Mountain Home Square. They'll help you start planning your holiday travels to visit tropical destinations or book your cruise adventure. They'll handle all the details for your trip while you relax and make memories. Traveling just got easier by choosing Professional Travel Services. Call 425-7666. The only way to see the world is with Professional Travel Services.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home, 425-5040. There's nothing better than watching the Bombers win a great football game. It takes a whole team to make it happen. Kind of like the team at Dewey & Sons Plumbing. They've been providing the Twin Lakes area with the best in plumbing, whether it's new construction, remodel, or emergency repairs for over 40 years, and supporting the Bombers that long as well. When you need plumbing service, remember the plumber number, available 24/7, 425-4868. Dewey & Sons, go Bombers!
The number one ranked community college in the United States is right here, and you can be one of their many success stories. ASU Mountain Home has classes for everyone, be it business, healthcare, information technology, and you can stay close to our gorgeous rivers and lakes as you get your degree from ASU Mountain Home, the number one community college in the country. Look up your future at asumh.edu.
Hi, this is Treasure State Dennis Milligan. Every parent wants to give their child a gift that has a lasting impact on their life. What could be better than a gift of college savings through an Arkansas 529 gift plan? Plus, you'll get a state income tax deduction. Visit Arkansas529.org to find out how you can give this forever gift of college savings.
To learn more about Gift AR 529 plan, its investments, objectives, risks, and costs, read the official statement available at Arkansas529.org.
You're listening to the State Farm Agent James Boyette pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back at Bomber Stadium, you can probably hear in the background the helicopter, the AeroVac Life Team helicopter, bringing the game ball in this evening. They've already landed and presented the game ball to the referee, and they're getting ready to take off now. Still about 5 minutes away from kickoff. They stopped the clock a little bit. Took a little while for the helicopter to get landed, so we got a little extra time here. Bob, we talked briefly with Brian about this on his show earlier. Of course, in your coaching career, you've had many homecomings to deal with, and while it's a lot of fun for the kids, it can be a big distraction, too, for the players.
Well, it is. Most coaches, not just football coaches, are ritualistic. They like the same ritual, the same schedule all the time because it's just easier for them to control. Anything that's abnormal or out of schedule is like homecoming. Always puts a fear in you. Are the kids going to be focused when they get ready to play? Are they focused more on activities and what's going on? And, you know, to be truthful, you can't determine what a 16, 17-year-old kid is going to focus on at any point in time. So you just try to do the best you can to keep focused on the game. But, you know, when you have homecoming parades and pep rallies, which are great, they need to do them all the time. From a coach's viewpoint, you say, oh, no, not another distraction. You know, the practice isn't going to be very good today or whatever. So, yes, it is a big distraction.
Dealing with that, well, I mean, as a coach, what do you have to do to try to deal with that?
Well, you normally try to keep your routine as much as possible. You're going to have kids that have to miss practice sometimes for these activities, and you try not to schedule practices at the same time as activities, and you make concessions for these activities, and you kind of adjust your schedule to keep it as close to routine as possible. It's not always feasible and not always able to do, but you try to keep it as close as possible to your regular schedule.
You know, we talked it over with Brian on his show a little bit earlier, the importance of this ball game. And he said, yeah, it's something we've talked about. The young men know that, you know, if they want to get into the state playoffs, this is a game they need to win tonight.
Well, you know, kids are very intelligent. They look at schedules, they look at scores, and they compare scores, and they compare teams. And, you know, this is a ball game that's very, 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 very winnable. You know, you can't tell how it's going to come out. But, yes, you know, two things. One, if you win the state playoffs, it starts right here tonight.
Yep.
You don't go anywhere if you don't win this one. The road just gets real hard. And two, you got to get that zero off the left-hand side.
Exactly right.
And that's a chance to do that. And, you know, I hope we play well. I don't think Jacksonville will be real disciplined as far as stopping the option. I think Junior's going to have a big night. I think we'll be able to run the football on them. I hope we can defend them enough to keep them out of the end zone so we don't have to outscore them.
That's what we were talking before we got on the air. It's the big play ability of Jacksonville that's scary, that you have to worry about.
Yeah, when you bring athleticism and speed, and they've got plenty of that. They're not real big, not a whole lot of numbers, but they're going to be athletic, and they're going to have a lot of speed. May not be good football players, but, you know, watch them in warm-up. They threw it, and they caught it pretty good. Now, when you put a rush on the quarterback, things change a whole lot. It's not near as simple. So I hope we put a lot of pressure on the quarterback, defend the pass, and tackle well.
Our coin toss tonight, it looks like Mountain Home has won the toss and elected to receive, so the Bombers will have the ball first. Let's get our turf report brought to you by Lawns Plus for all your turf and pest management and landscaping needs. Contact Lawns Plus and visit upgradeyourlawn.com. Bob, let's talk about the turf.
Hey, turf looks good because it's home turf. You know,
exactly.
Last week at Pine Bluff, the turf was green. That's about all we could say.
Yes.
But this week, it's two different colors, green with great looking blue and gold in it, with a bunch of young ladies out there cheering and fixing to have a great ball game. So the turf looks excellent tonight.
We will take a break, come back, and kick it off. The Bombers in Jacksonville next on Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to the State Farm agent James Boyette pregame show. Stay tuned for the opening kickoff coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
We came to Arvest Bank to see what makes it different.
They're more than just familiar faces inside the bank. They're familiar out in the community, too.
It's like a small-town community bank, even though it's much larger than that.
When they talk about experiences, I talk about Arvest. When they talk about people, I talk about Arvest.
Everyone says hello. Literally everybody says hello.
It is really, really imperative to have community organizations step up, mm-hmm. and Arvest always does.
Arvest Bank, our customers say it best.